KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a mostly clear sky and 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. And in state news, Republican Governor Terry Branstad will deliver the annual condition of the state address later this morning, beginning at 10 o'clock, in fact. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson has this preview.
Governor Branstad's been hinting for weeks that he will use the speech to sell his property tax reform plan. Yet many Republican legislators are anxious to do more than just cut taxes for property owners. Senator Bill Dix of Shell Rock is the new Republican leader in the Senate.
I think a large number of Senate Republicans are very interested in what we can do to encourage growth and development in our state. We want to look at property tax, but at the same time, if you really look at what punishes productivity in our state, it's income tax.
Representative Tom Sands, a Republican from Wapello, is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee that writes tax policy. Sands says the pressure is building from Iowans to cut income taxes. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Authorities yesterday released the names of three people who were fatally injured in the crash of a vehicle into a creek in northwest Iowa. The three were pulled from the vehicle early Sunday morning after it landed upside down in the frigid water of Sioux City's Perry Creek. Two other people got out without help. Police identify the three dead people as the driver, 21-year-old Tori Wickey, 23-year-old Dominique Knock, and 24-year-old Matthew Dean, all of whom were from Sioux City. The two injured people were identified as 23-year-old Anthony Carr of Sioux City and 22-year-old Alexander Brown of South Sioux City, Nebraska. Police suspect alcohol and excessive speed played roles in the accident. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office Monday issued its latest report on arrests and accidents. Officials say two people were arrested Sunday, January 6th, including 30-year-old Joel Terry of Glenwood, who was taken into custody for post-defense OWI, and 20-year-old Mariah Florence of Hamburg, who was arrested on a charge of child endangerment. On Saturday, January 5th, deputies in Fremont County arrested 25-year-old Lauren Delavan of Iowa City on a charge of OWI first offense and speeding. 54-year-old John Kalkus of Shenandoah was arrested January 2nd for trespassing, driving under suspension. And on New Year's Day, 47-year-old Calvin Hayes of Hamburg was arrested for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. Authorities also report one accident in Fremont County. On January 2nd, Michelle Nelson of Omaha suffered minor injuries during an accident at the intersection of Highway 2 and 211th Avenue. Nelson was driving a 2005 Ford and turning left onto Highway 2 from 211th when her vehicle was struck by a Buick heading west on Highway 2. Nelson was transported by a family member to the Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg, while the driver of the Buick, Haley Hogriff of Sydney, was not injured. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency on Monday reported that bridge repair work will result in the closure of one section of Redwood Road for about 2 weeks. The bridge is located in the 900 block of Redwood between 900th Street and Highway 44, or between Center Township, sections 23 and 24. Emergency responders in Harlan should note the west portion of 900th Street is a level B road, and you'll have to use 800th Street from County Road M47 and approach from the south on Redwood Road. The road will be closed for about 2 weeks. Emergency responders are encouraged to plan alternate routes to nearby residences. And if you have any questions, contact the Shelby County Engineer's Office. Governor Terry Branstad Monday appointed 8 Iowans to the Judicial Nominating Commission. Iowa code changes require a state Judicial Nominating Commission to sunset on December 31st of 2012. The previous commission composition was based on congressional districts from 1965, with one member from each district for a total of 7 members appointed by the governor. The new state Judicial Nominating Commission, based on congressional districts following the 2010 census, was effective retroactive to January 1st in accordance with Iowa code. Branstad's appointments from Western Iowa include Congressional District 3, Liz Dahl from Council Bluffs, whose term expires April 30th, and from Congressional District 4, Patricia Roberts of Carroll, whose term ends April 30th of 2014. The governor's appointments are subject to Senate confirmation. Governor Branstad on Monday unveiled a series of what he called refined proposals to reform the state's K-12 schools, and it includes raising beginning teachers' pay to $35,000 and providing more money to teachers who take on more responsibility to be a mentor to others.
There's been a recognition for some time that we needed to make some significant changes, and we need to have better opportunities for teachers to gain recognition and to be able to improve their skills and to be able to better transform the teaching profession.
While the plan doesn't directly link teacher pay to student test scores, it does call for incorporating the performance of a teacher's class or a principal's entire school in annual evaluations. The governor proposes providing up to $20,000 in tuition grants to college students who pledge to teach in Iowa for 5 years. The plan calls for first-year teachers to have both a mentor and a lighter course load, similar to the residency requirements for medical doctors. Both Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds have daughters who are teachers.
The bottom line, we want all Iowa students to graduate from high school, college, or career ready.
The entire package would be phased in over 5 years, and in the fifth year would require $187 million more dollars in state spending. In the first year, it will require spending just $14 million more, according to the governor.
This is our opportunity for a transformational education reform. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, but I think this is a very thoughtful, systematic approach.
Another proposal included in the reform package calls for boosting a current state program that provides online classes in advanced science and math. There are currently long waiting lists from high schoolers hoping to take those courses because those classes aren't being taught in their local district. Branstad discussed those and other ideas Monday morning during his weekly news conference. His education director, Jason Glass, suggested the plan would make Iowa's good schools into world-class schools.
It's now our turn to move Iowa schools further along the path to greatness. Let us not fail in this moment of tremendous opportunity.
According to Glass, legislators need to rework a long-standing grant program that finances literacy classes in schools to incorporate some of the requirements laid out in a law passed last year that calls for ensuring the third graders can read at their grade level before they move on to the fourth grade. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, falling food and gas costs have pushed down U.S. wholesale prices for the third month in a row. The Labor Department says the producer price index dropped 0.2% in December, following a decline of 0.8% in November. There's also word today that consumers boosted their spending at retail businesses in December by more cars, furniture, and clothing. Overall, the government says retail sales were up 0.5%. Oprah Winfrey is confirming that Lance Armstrong came clean to her about his use of performance-enhancing drugs. She says Armstrong was forthcoming during their interview yesterday. She asked him in detail about doping allegations that followed him through his 7 Tour de France victories. Winfrey spoke about the interview this morning on CBS. New York lawmakers plan to approve tough gun control legislation this morning. Last night, the state Senate passed it, and the Assembly is expected to give its approval today. The bill calls for a tougher assault weapons ban and restrictions on ammunition on the sale of guns. It also requires mental health workers to report patients who make credible threats of gun violence. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Hazel Fox, age 96, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Hazel Fox will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Adair Presbyterian Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Clifford Hansen, age 94, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Clifford Hansen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jolene Rustvold, age 67, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Jolene Rustvold will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Armand Foto, age 90, of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Armand Foto and his wife Imogene will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Frank H. Lesh, age 85, of Shelby, died today at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Frank Lesh are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.